Good afternoon, everybody. It is Neogentrix, food for thought, thoughts that fit were you. I told you we were going to talk about dieting for weight loss, so we're going to go ahead and cover that now. It's been a long week. I got a lot of stuff going on, homework, as you know, but, you know, school is my top priority. But we're going to continue with the topic that we started on, with personal development. I will be going back and forth between different things here and there, but if there's something you want me to stay on and focus on a little bit more, you know how to get a hold of me on Anchor or on my Facebook or any of the other stations that I'm available on now, including Google Play, iTunes, and whatnot. So, moving on, what is dieting for weight loss? Well, most of us have gone on a diet at some point in our lives, but do we really understand what dieting is all about? This is, again, like I said, stuff that one needs to consider. Or are we just following the latest trends from magazines or celebrities? I'm going to tell you this right now. This does not apply or work for a lot of people. Many people follow these diet systems as the Atkins diet, the 5-12 diet, or the Slimming World without really understanding the basic requirements for losing weight. They're just slavishly following the list of what you can have for breakfast, lunch, and even meals. You know, often buying the specialist cookbooks and ingredients along the way and look forward to reaching that all-important target weight, whereupon they go back to eating what they were always eating and gaining that weight back. After all, you can't live on pineapples and celery salad forever, can you? I mean, if you can, I mean, great for you, but not everyone else can do that. Dieting is hard, okay? You have to make unpleasant choices like saying no to chips, cheese, a slice of cake, even though you know you want that cake. But if you understand what you're trying to do, making these choices becomes easier. It's easy to say no. You know, we've evolved from what they say cave dwellers, which I doubt is actually true, who ate when their food was available and starved when there wasn't. You know, the people who survived and reproduced were the ones who laid down the fat when there were, you know, plenty of food and burnt it off. You know, when food was scarce. And they passed this trait down to us. You know, problems arise now because food in the Western world is never scarce, and so we have to use our brains rather than our instincts when deciding what and when not to eat. Just keep this in mind. We're going to take a short break, and I'm going to come back and talk about calories. Yeah, I know. We're back. We're going to go ahead and pick up with calories. The energy we get from the food is measured in calories, or kilocalories. All food provides us with energy. So, all food has a calorie value. Have you ever went to the fast food places or any of the food stores now? They now have a calorie menu alongside their prices. And according to law, they're not allowed to put the prices for anything until they put up a list of all the calories. So, the amount of energy we use is also measured in calories as well. Our bodies use energy to survive, to breathe, to walk or run, basically talk or think. We use these calories all the time, regardless of what we're doing, okay? By the way, golden rule for weight loss. The relationship between the amount of energy we use and the amount of energy we eat is very simple. If you eat more calories than you use, you gain weight. If you use more calories than you eat, well, you'll lose weight. Just keep this in mind. Cutting back with how many calories you eat is actually a good thing. You can still eat all the good stuff that you want, but in moderation. There are no exceptions to this rule. While a number of medical conditions and hereditary factors may make it easier for one person to gain more weight than others, the simple fact remains that an increase in weight is the result of eating too much and doing not enough. For example, if John has an underactive thyroid, let's just use that. He'll put on more weight than his friend Dave, who has a normal thyroid function, if they eat exactly the same. This is because the underactive thyroid slows down John's metabolism, and so actually he should actually eat less than Dave. Keep this in mind. If you don't know how high your metabolism is, find out. That way you know exactly how much you can actually eat, regardless of how much your stomach can hold. Therefore, if you're overeating and want to lose weight, you must eat fewer calories and be, or just be more active. This isn't very big of an issue, but it can help out a lot of people. Next is dieting. Yeah, kind of the whole point of this, isn't it? There are a vast array of different diets that aim to help you eat fewer calories than you would normally. You know, which approach should you choose depends largely on the sort of person you are and the individual circumstances. You know, groups such as Weight Watchers International or Slimming World provide motivational peer support as well as a flexible food choice system. It's not a bad thing. Meal replacement shakes are becoming increasingly popular as a diet system, with companies like Herbalife promoting a process where all meals are replaced with shakes for an initial time period, you know, then real food introduced gradually over a longer period. Then there's fasting, such as the 5-2 diet. It's another simple approach where you eat normally for 5 days of the week and then eat less on the remaining two, thereby reducing your weekly calorie intake. Calorie counting is the other one. You know, it remains the most flexible approach to dieting. This involves deciding how many calories you require for your activity level and choosing foods throughout the day accordingly. Calorie counting takes some thought and planning, however. But it is made easier by a number of mobile apps such as MyFitnessPal and Samsung Health that help track keep track of your intake and requirements. You know, portion size is key, and even using a calorie tracking app absolutely honestly is required to match the size of the portions you ate to the amount of you entered in the app, since weighing food is very, very important. Sorry, I'm having a hard time talking today. One of the main advantages of this approach is that the transition between weight loss and weight management, once you have reached your target weight, it's easy. You know, accurately counting your calorie intake and calorie expenditures will also mean that you will quickly learn about the amount of calories in food that you eat regularly and the amount of calories you use when you exercise. So with that, the question is, dieting? Should I really do it? To be fair, it may be useful to think about new eating habits as a lifestyle change rather than a diet. When people talk about going on a diet, they tend to aim for a target weight, and then when they reach their goal, revert back to, you know, the previous eating habits and often regain some of that weight, which in some cases isn't all bad. But if you change your eating habits permanently, then you will find it easier to manage your weight in the future. You know, preventing yourself from eating every single thing in the house. Next is exercise. Increasing your activity level is very important when you are trying to lose weight. For example, a daily walk of 20 to 30 minutes not only increases the number of calories that you use, but it will also make you feel better. And it is sometimes everyone can do easily. It's basically something everybody can do. Exercise often also helps regulate the feelings of hunger, so you're likely to want to eat less too, depending on how much exercise you actually do. The more vigorous the exercise, the longer you exercise for, the more calories you will use. However, make sure you check with your doctor before you start to exercise. Start your program gradually, as you may experience some muscle soreness at first. Although increasing your activity level is important for weight loss, it will only work, however, if you combine it with controlling your food intake. If not, well, you'll just end up eating more the fuel you eat. Well, I guess the best way to word this is you'll be eating more fuel, but you're not increasing your activity level and your weight will never change. It'll just continue to go up. So there's that. Finally, weight loss strategies. Let's go ahead and move into that. There are a number of points to bear in mind when you're trying to lose weight and various strategies you can employ to make the process easier. First off, planning. Try not to buy high fat and high calorie foods. That way you only have to be strong-willed when you are in the supermarket rather than all the time. Next, drinks. You can often substitute a drink for something to eat when you feel hungry. Choose drinks with little or no sugar. Water is best, but also consider diet sodas, low-calorie splash concentrates, you know, to try to reduce the amount of sugar in teas and coffees, and use fat-free skimmed milk or just switch to almond milk to help reduce those as well. High fiber foods. You know, they make you feel full for a lower calorie cost, whereas high sugar foods do not fill you up. I will probably cover that later if someone asks, but if not, I will just leave it as it is. If you don't know what a high-fiber food is, go ahead and look that up. Portion size is also key. It's very common for people to eat too large of a portion of everything. So just reduce your portion sizes if you want to lose weight. And if you're still hungry, fill up on fresh vegetables. They don't have a high calorie intake. Next is the plate size. A small plate heaped with food is more satisfying than the same amount in a half-empty large plate. Also, tell everyone you are watching what you eat so that they don't try to give you stuff that you can't have. Okay, because if you keep quiet, people will still offer you cakes and sweets, whereas if they know you're on a diet, it'll be easier to refuse. Family and friends can help you stick to your goals, if not make fun of you every time you try to grab that extra slice of cake. Then this will keep you in line. Also, don't just rely on weight. Get a garment that is tight and monitor your progress by how loose it gets. Make the changes, you know, that don't really cost you anything. For example, substitute full-fat mayonnaise with a lower-fat alternative. You can still have the stuff you like, but in fewer calorie counts and a fewer portion sizes. This will also help adjust your taste buds. By using skim milk or almond milk, after about 2 weeks, you'll start to prefer that over the whole milk. Matter of fact, after a while, you'll start to hate the whole milk. I can say this for sure, like, I don't mind whole milk anymore, but I have grown accustomed to just drinking almond milk. Usually unsugared, but, unsweetened, but with that I can get it in any flavor. And the calorie content is a lot lower. Next, and finally, monitor your progress. Weigh yourself once a week at the same time of day every day, if you're going to. Morning before breakfast is usually the best. Keep a weight record, so you can monitor your progress, okay? Alright, last thing I want to talk about when it comes to this topic for, you know, reasons, is maintaining your ideal weight. So, question is, what is your ideal weight? Your ideal weight will be determined by your BMI, your body mass index, okay? There are calculators out there to help figure this out and also help you keep it in mind. With that in mind, your body mass index basically determines how much you should weigh within a specific range based off of your height and your age. If for whatever reason you exceed this, it's best to reduce the amount of food that you're eating. However, in some people's cases, they are under the weight that they're supposed to be at, and in which case it's okay to eat a little bit more. That doesn't mean gorging out or stuffing yourself endlessly. It just means you need to eat a little bit more. As for those with high metabolisms, being able to maintain a record of what they eat, how often that they eat, since they eat so much and their body burns it, is probably better. However, once you've reached your target weight, you're not home and dry yet. You need to work on a way to keep the weight off, and in some way, this can be a lot of challenging than losing it at first. Okay, remember that it's your old eating habits that caused you to be overweight in the first place. So, simply going back to your old way of eating will only put that weight back. You can relax the regimen slightly, but the healthy eating habits you developed over time, the course of your weight loss, need to form the basis of your eating regimen for the rest of your life, or at least for the rest of however long you wish to hold this. Okay? No one said that dieting No one said dieting was going to be easy, particularly when you first started. But it's worth it, though, both for health reasons and for the sake of your life. You know, for the fact that you'll just feel better, you know? In time, your taste buds will adjust and you'll eventually be able to eat and make healthier choices normally without any additional effort. And with that, you know, I say good luck. It's not very hard. You can do this. If I can do it, you can do it too. All right? Next time, I will cover a positive body image. All right? Actually, hold that thought. Actually, I think I'll go ahead and cover... Yeah, we're going to go ahead and cover your BMI. Because it's more important that you know what that is than to try to go ahead and go into this head first and not knowing where you're getting started.